I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing this morning in Kabul, Afghanistan. The blast outside the Indian embassy killed at least 17 people. The bombing put the government of President Hamid Karzai on the defensive from a security standpoint. Karzai is already on the ropes politically. He's battling allegations of vote fraud that marred the presidential election there in August. A partial recount is still in progress. Karzai's main opponent in that election was Abdullah Abdullah. We spoke to him from Kabul. Abdullah says he still has faith in the election process.
I think from what we have seen, even in the past 4 days, when the process of audit and recount started, it's absolutely impossible to announce Mr. Karzai as the winner without ignoring the fraud. So I think that the eventuality of a runoff is much more than that possibility. And I hope that fraud is not ignored.
Do you think President Karzai has changed, or has the West perception of him changed?
I think the perception might have been different at the beginning of him as a person which believes in the principles and values of democracy. And as far as the Afghans are concerned, national unity and the rights of citizens and so on and so forth, and a clean person. That was the perception. But later on, the record is quite different. And that is a sad reality, unfortunately.
As you know, 17 civilians died in a bombing in Kabul today. And Americans are listening to you right now, Dr. Abdullah. Parents of soldiers are listening. And 8 years on from 9/11, can you explain to American parents, and European parents for that matter, the reason why their children should risk their lives in your country?
Yes, unfortunately, today this happened in Kabul, in just like a kilometer from where I'm speaking to you. The Afghans in the Americans are fighting the same enemy who inflicted the tragedies of 9/11 upon the people of the United States in many more tragedies here. And so what's the future? If Afghanistan has to be a land where its people live at peace with each other and with the rest of the world, we have to work together, Afghans and Americans, in the true spirit of partnership, in order to save Afghanistan, so Afghanistan is a safe place for its own citizens, and also it's not a source of threat for the rest of the world, including the United States, because you know that in this region, terrorism and extremism had established its roots in the past decades, 2 decades. But 8 years down the road, we should have been in a much better situation than where we are today. That is disappointing that we are still talking about more troops, more casualties in Afghanistan.
But what if the U.S. decides it's going to fight a different war now, that it's going to fight al-Qaeda and not the Taliban?
I think al-Qaeda and the Taliban, they are so mixed up. They are helping one another, and they are part of the same strategy. You cannot distinguish between the two.
But there are al-Qaeda fighters all over the world right now, North Africa, Somalia, and maybe the emphasis will be less on Afghanistan, your country.
No, I think the basis and the main stronghold is in the areas bordering Afghanistan and Pakistan. There is no doubt about it. It's from these areas that al-Qaeda rules and in control its networks throughout the world. And I think the focus on Afghanistan and the renewed commitment by the Democratic administration is the right strategy, if I may say so. But how to make sure that with this commitment comes betterment of the situation and lessening of that threat, I think that's what I call working between the United States, Afghanistan, and Pakistan as well. It's, I think, for the three countries to work together in order to deal with this, with the hope that by dealing with this challenge here, we have lesser and lesser problems elsewhere around the world.
So would you support a surge of American troops in Afghanistan? I mean, what should the American role be there right now?
No, I think when General McChrystal, the commander of the American forces in Afghanistan, ask for more troops. He needs it, and we need it. And hopefully this surge will help stabilize the situation, parallel to another effort, which is to strengthen the Afghan institutions. So the Afghan institutions, the Afghan National Army, will assume its responsibilities or take more responsibility in the upcoming times.
Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, candidate for president of Afghanistan, awaiting, like the rest of the world, the results of the August election from the Electoral Complaints Commission there. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.